All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, and here we are on the Genesee Joe podcast, and stepping in is local businessman Tucker Rosemeyer. How you doing, man?
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Now, everybody knows you from Slice Pizza.
Slice Pizza, Purple Cow Cheesecake Company.
Yeah. Excellent food, by the way, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for what you brought. But you're here to talk about something else. You have been through some stuff in life, and now you've gone through these seminars, or you've gone down to some stuff in Central America. Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, first I was struggling with anxiety, depression, and addiction issues. Anxiety, depression for most of my life, starting at around 13. I got into self-medicating myself at around 18 and 20 and got into some drugs. And I've had addiction issues with alcohol and various substances since my 20s, on and off. The depression and anxiety gradually increased. And I'd been on prescription meds for, 5 years. Finally, I decided to research plant medicine, starting with ayahuasca, which comes from the Amazon rainforest.
Right.
So I found this place in Costa Rica. It's called Rhythmia. It was a life advancement center where they offer ayahuasca to, people from all around the world are coming there. Doctors, lawyers, millionaires, drug addicts, everybody that's searching for whether it's mental, spiritual, or even physical healing. I know that there was people there that an 80-year-old couple, the guy had cancer, and they're from Egypt. So there's people coming from Egypt, Denmark, the UK, South America, California, Canada, Mexico, all over the world. They're all converging to go to this place in Costa Rica called Rhythmia.
Wow. So while you're there, you're doing the ayahuasca, and that's going to help you kind of spiritually and physically kind of heal yourself up, you're thinking?
With ayahuasca, they say that you go inside. So you go inside in this psychedelic-type trip with ayahuasca. It's considered the strongest psychedelic in the world. So it's supposed to give you insights on top of physical healing that comes with using this medicine. While you're there, you're on a strict diet. There's no salt. There's no sugar. There's no pork. You abstain from red meat for 2 weeks prior going to use this medicine and while you're there. So you're eating all farm-to-table food, healthy, organic stuff.
Cool. All right. So after the ayahuasca, though, you came back to Utica.
Okay. So I used the ayahuasca. I felt great down there, and I came back home, and what happened was I was, like, bugging out a little bit. I kind of started to slip into my old behavior patterns. The anxiety and depression had subsided, and then I got into, I decided I need to go directly to the source where ayahuasca comes from, which is Peru. So I headed down to the Sacred Valley outside of Machu Picchu and Cusco to work with more ayahuasca, thinking that this might finally give me what I was looking for because I got results from the first one.
Right.
So I went down there, and they offer another gentler medicine called San Pedro. So we worked with that a little bit, and then we got into the 4 ayahuasca ceremonies, which was like almost 10 times stronger than the stuff that I had worked with in Costa Rica. So it was like, oh.
You said it was frightening.
The journeys on ayahuasca are not so friendly all the time. If you don't have complete control of your mind, this medicine will jack your mind up like it's steroids. Your mind turns into Hulk Hogan, basically, on this stuff. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so it can be frightening. People with a mental disorder, like, say, for instance, bipolar disorder, are not recommended to use ayahuasca, which I was diagnosed with bipolar, but I took the risk. You could have a psychotic break, but I knew that I could not continue living the way I was, so I lied and said I was not diagnosed bipolar, and I went anyways, with knowing that this could be risky for me.
Right. So, anyways, so that was one treatment, but then you went to another place for something called Iboga?
So finally I came home, and I'm home for about a month, and the same thing. Like, I didn't have lasting results, and I started to do more research on this other medicine called Iboga, which comes from Africa, the Bwiti tribe. And basically, this stuff is supposed to make ayahuasca look like child's play. There's a huge stigma surrounding this medicine, but for me, there was no other option. I was going to, I had come this far, so I was going to try this other scarier medicine.
And how did that happen? How did that work out?
Well, going down there, a lot of people had already used ayahuasca prior to using Iboga. And the people that worked at this center, they're like not impressed with ayahuasca. And they're just talking about Iboga this, Iboga, Bwiti, Africa. So I was taken back. And I didn't really believe it. But I put all my fears aside and just decided to go into it open-minded, and the results were nothing short of a miracle.
That is really cool. So you came back, though, and the depression was gone? Your taste for drugs and all that stuff was gone?
Everything, every traumatic incident, every bad thought, everything that I ever did bad that I felt guilty about was completely gone. It, like, this medicine went into my brain and scrubbed it like a magic eraser, where it takes it away like it never did before. And since I've been home, it's not like I'm sinking into depression. My vibration is raising even higher. Every day I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to the gym again. I'm good at work. I've mended my relationships, and I feel like I'm on cloud 99.
Wow. Now, the Iboga, though, is being used in every country, basically, except America. Indeed. For addiction recovery. And we know people, both of us know people in town, yes, that have gone to Canada and got the Ibogaine.
Yes.
And it's helped, you know, heroin. There's a big heroin problem in Utica. Indeed. And they're all over the country. And, you know, it's actually helped people do the same thing. It really just kind of reprogrammed them, wiped that out, and
people can go in, use, like, the worst case scenario is a heroin addict shooting heroin can go into an Ibogaine clinic, and this is medically supervised, the Ibogaine clinics, because it's a little different than what I had with the Iboga. So somebody that's using opiates or hard on drugs, then they need it to be medically supervised, which these clinics in Mexico and Canada are for Ibogaine. And they go in there and they're just monitored constantly. It's a one-on-one.
Yeah.
And they take the Ibogaine over a course of 3 to 5 days. They're not using anymore. They stay up basically the whole time. But by the time they're done, there's no withdrawal. There's no cravings. There's no nothing except complete healing. And they come out of there. Whether they go choose to go back to the same location where they were, obviously that's not a good idea. And sometimes that happens. That's why it's not 100%.
Right. But it sounds better than the Suboxone, which is just getting high on a different thing.
Suboxone, methadone, no. This is completely different.
It's like that Woody Allen movie. I used to be a heroin addict, but now I'm a methadone addict.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You know, you're not trading anything for, you know, with this. You use the medicine, you're done, you're clean. Now it's up to you what you do with it.
Yeah, and that is the thing. And if this stuff helps you, the hardest thing for me, for anybody, I think, to do was to let yourself off the hook for things you felt guilty about. And that's a hard thing to do. But if you get cleaned up and you can do that, you do have to change your behaviors. You can't hang around with all the same people, but you shouldn't want to.
Right.
You got to go to different places. So a lot of times you got to stay in the house for a couple of years.
I can't even watch a violent movie. I can't listen to certain songs because there's something in me that just doesn't want that. I mean, I'm going to be 44, so I'm different than maybe a 22-year-old. I don't even want to watch people getting whacked on TV. I don't want to watch The Godfather. I don't want to watch people using drugs. I just don't. It's not vibing with me anymore, and I'm in a really good spot because of that. Thank God for that.
That's cool. So where can people find out more about Ibogaine or Iboga?
You could just search the web or on Facebook, but the place that I went to is called Iboga Healing. It's in Costa Rica. So if you search Iboga, search Bwiti with it, and it's spelled B-W-I-T-I. This is the tradition that I use it in, which is very important.
Cool. All right, Tucker, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you stepping in. And, of course, hey, everybody go check out Slice Pizza.
Yeah, for sure. Check out Slice.
All right, my man. Thanks a lot.
Take care.